speak this morning about a young man who retired yesterday called Nathan Murphy, who played with Collingwood. Now, I'm not being rude to you two. You both follow football, but not closely enough probably to know the importance of Nathan Murphy as a player. So he played last year in the grand final, went off very early on with a severe concussion, which ultimately has cost him his career at age 24. His comment yesterday was, football doesn't define me, and I thought, good on you, that's a really good start. He, in terms of importance, he's one of those guys, he wasn't one of the star number, you know, top 10 draft pick or anything like that. He just worked his way onto Collingwood's list through sheer persistence, got there. One of the players, every player at Collingwood absolutely loved Nathan Murphy because they knew his battle. And then when he got on the field, knew what he gave to their club. And what he did give that club was enable someone like Darcy Moore, another tall defender, to be freed up and play the solo game he likes, which is a zone-off type game, and suits him so well. Darcy Moore doesn't have that luxury now, as made more accountable. He can't play, which is the Harris Andrews role, if you like.
Yep.
Sam Taylor, probably GWS, can play both. So Nathan Murphy, to give you an analogy, Roscoe, think Ben Stratton with Hawthorn.
Yep.
Russ, for you, think Harrison Petty for Melbourne in your premiership year when he played back.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not the glamour. He's not Stephen May, Jake Lever. He's not Brian Lake and who else did you have, Roscoe, at all?
Birchall.
Beaver Birchall would be a good example. He's just that. That was his nickname.
Was it?
Yeah. I reckon it is. I've just made that up. I may well have made that up. I did that with Bill McMaster once. I called him. His nickname was
Beaver.
I get mixed up Bronco and Bluey. I get went to Covey. You'll know which one I went with. But I love footballers like Nathan Murphy. They're not the star player, and his loss is extremely significant for Collingwood, and enough to make the difference in terms of when you win a close game or not, and that could be a final. Yeah. Collingwood won three of them last year, so congratulations to him on what he achieved. I really admired him from afar.